It's Tuesday, the 22nd of September, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Green Greencast. Here to talk about games are Aaron.
Yeah.
Jack.
Rakutan.
And Goz.
I just saw that Jack's character name has bot in it, in the name.
Today we are playing Rattatan on the Game Green stream, so I hope you watched us. Three of the people in this stream have played this already. I played a little bit so I could do the tutorial and then join in some online stuff for this podcast.
Yes.
So, yeah, where are we dropping, guys?
I just want to say a tip for everyone. Your soldiers are disposable.
No.
Your men are disposable. That's going to be the title of the podcast. I just said it because I wanted to be the title of the podcast. No one's going to say anything more memorable than that. Your men are disposable.
Okay, I'm thinking I'm going to get something by
Ice Piggy.
Your men are depositable.
So can we all pick up the items?
Yes. They are not the instance, that's the one I'm looking for. So everyone gets their own stuff.
Also something, by the way, something I learned from patch notes is that you can freely control the camera with your right thumbstick. You can zoom out and in and move left and right.
Cool.
Are we taking donuts?
Donuts.
Also, yes, Jackman is a pig. Not in real life, though. He's wonderful.
No, I'm pretty much the same in real life.
Say oink oink.
Oink oink.
Whoa! He did it!
Very good job.
Do we? We. Oink oink, gruff gruff. I found a truffle.
Oh, yummy.
Where's the truffle?
Mine.
That's fair.
So, we each have our own possibilities in these options where there are, like, the elemental stuff. So we need to discuss on which one we should pick. I don't care.
I'm happy with either.
I want the first one.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Sounds good to me.
I took advantage of no one caring and chose the one I wanted.
The more of the same element you have, you get more powerful passive things.
Yes, if you get high, like wind element, you shoot little tornadoes. Well, not little. They're little on the screen, they're little, but compared to the enemies, they're fucking huge.
No, I won't. Either or is fine for me.
I love donuts.
Well, I'm gonna get candy then.
Okay.
You were supposed to get the donut.
So my little guy's health is really low already.
If you get the candy, you can up it. Yum.
If you chose the candy upgrade, at least.
So your men are disposable, but they respawn. They respawn pretty quickly, so don't worry if you get them killed.
They do.
So this is a choice between an extra soldier or we get a rare enemy in the next thing. Ace wants an extra soldier, I think.
No. I was being difficult.
You know that.
I assume it's Ace, because there's no difference between you and Aaron. I believe Ace chose this character because it has the most threatening weapon, or the only threatening weapon out of the entire cast.
And I chose this character because Cat.
I don't believe you.
And also,
I think also, yep.
Also because wearing a cute hood.
What are you getting?
I like money, or tokens.
Alright, Mr. Krabs.
Ace wants money.
Wait, I've got my second hustle tick now.
Ooh, yeah. How did you get that?
I don't know.
I have it too. I got it when I got one of like the upgrades with the donuts.
I'm guessing it's when you get your full team.
I don't have a full team yet.
Well, that's what I'm guessing still.
And I do distinctly remember being able to upgrade to unlock the tech, either with like a donut upgrade or like one of the achievement upgrades.
In the demo, I think you had it since the start.
True. Yeah.
Oh, I got the piss upgrade. Or poop. It's more like a poop, really. It's like a watery poop. Blue watery poop.
I do like the blue watery poop.
And that's probably the title of the podcast.
It's a very useful ability, the blue watery poop.
I always find myself trying to land it and getting hit. Nice job. Those turrets are annoying.
Yeah. Ooh, a sacrificial altar. Don't mind if I do.
So you can sacrifice 50 max HP to receive a thing.
Or multiple things. Depending on how lucky you are.
I mean, it says at the top what you're going to get.
I forgot to read it this time.
We just had a shop and now it's offering us another shop.
Yeah, we don't have any tokens, so we don't have many tokens, so it might not be worth the thing.
True.
I have 300.
Also, remember to get your thing. I've got 85.
I mean, once one of you gets on the thing, there's a countdown. Like, once one of you makes your choice. Am I making sense?
I thought it was any time, because sometimes it starts even without us stepping on the thing.
Oh, then maybe I'm wrong.
I may be wrong. I usually am. Boss time.
I'm getting out of legendaries.
Okay, I'm going. I'll see you guys there.
No, come back here, cat.
No.
I wish I could.
Fine.
I wish I could play my backpipe at you, but I can't currently.
It's the boss fight.
You need to fight the big, scary enemy crab.
The giant enemy crab?
No, he's jolly. He's jolly hermit.
The giant jolly hermit crab?
I mean, we're not sure if it's giant or we're small.
Do you want spoilers about the story of this game that I learned by reading patch notes or reading news on Steam?
Yes!
Apparently Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, but who knows what our viewers want to hear.
Or your colleagues.
Exactly.
Well, I don't care. So, apparently this is post-apocalyptic world, and we are trying to make our way to the afterlife. Or something along those lines.
Sounds about right. What did the patch notes say? Added more death.
No, we're mostly balancing. Also, it was patch notes from the early access release, really. So, nothing changed since we played. No! No! My soldiers! They weren't disposable after all!
That's the episode title.
That's a good episode title there.
Oh, the boobles!
I got one upgrade that was like, as long as you're over 75% of health at the end of an encounter, get restored to full. And honestly, that one's been really helpful.
It is until you fall below that, then it sucks.
That's true.
It's useful if you're not taking risks and taking damage.
Oh, you're not an idiot like me and not running straight into the combat.
Well, I'm like exploding periodically, so... Or Ace is, or Aaron is. One of you is exploding periodically.
No, that's not me.
Do you enjoy exploding?
I got an explosion thingy. Fire a bat.
Well, that's quick.
Isn't it weird that when you get a... you get a perfect or almost perfect hit on the rhythm thing, it says just? I don't understand.
Okay, so when you land the just thing, you recover MP.
Yeah, I know, but why is it like just as in, oh, that was a just strike? Or just as in, oh, you almost didn't make it.
I was assuming it was like, you got it just right.
It's a, oh. It's a strike for justice.
Right.
I mean, I remember that being a thing in the video games for a long time, that it's just when you do it at the last possible moment, or just right.
I play rhythm games. Usually it's like, excellent or perfect.
Well, in fighting games, it's like just guard.
Well, this isn't
just
fighting...
guard.
And fighting games come from Japan, so maybe it's a Japan thing.
Most rhythm games come from, well, maybe not Japan exclusively, but a lot of them do. I don't know. I just like being told I'm perfect. I don't want to be just.
Well, just is 4 letters. Perfect is like 1700. So...
But Jack, you're perfect just the way you are.
I'm not. That's the problem.
You're just, man. Just...
The just man.
Jack, just Jack, man.
I'm just in my name.
You're just an innocent man.
Well, let's not go that far.
I recently saw a clip from, like, CBBC or something, and they have, like, a human host and a puppet and a dog puppet, and the dog puppet is trying to make her laugh.
And?
I hate those dog puppets. There's one on CBBC and there's one on CBBS, and they're related.
Are they?
They're clearly voiced by the same bloke. It just goes a bit deeper for one of them.
But is it like bark and bark?
I forget their names, otherwise I'd say they're stupid names.
Hacker the dog. Or Hacker T Dog.
Hacker T Dog.
What?
I don't know, it just sounds funny.
There's no dog character in this, is there?
I've seen one.
There's a cat, but there's no dog?
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh. Hold on. Where are you?
Hey, not alive.
Thank you, whoever revived me. Oh, no. I think I do power-ups, like, persist. Yeah, I got an upgrade where it revives me.
Oh.
I'm almost dead.
I got down to about half, darn. Could I go for a legendary boost to my techs, or I could get increased HP recovery.
My pig's constantly out of breath, and I'm empathizing with it a bit too much.
Is there with cat energy? How dare that door be closed in front of me?
Meow. Meow, let out. Meow. Ooh, an epic one. Fire strength, nice.
Legendary. Enemy attack power decreases by 40% while inflicted with burn. Is someone burning these enemies?
Well, I mean, one of us has flaming spheres, so, you know.
I inflict burn with my normal attacks.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if that works like on someone else's burn, though.
No idea. Should do.
I mean, yeah.
Ooh, sacrificial altar, you say?
Oh no. Jack has joined the cult again.
Well, I died in yours, so I have to.
This is true, me too.
Of old age, of all things.
I think it started as an old man in my cult. Sorry, Ace, with that.
I died again.
Oh, I got you. I think. Did I? How do I get you? I can't get you! Okay, you'll come back at the end anyway.
I'm back. Thank you, whoever did that.
We all did as a family.
Maybe. Actually, sorry.
Maybe it happened because we defeated the enemies.
Yeah, I was going to say that it might be a good idea to if you're like doing an easy battle, if someone dies, just wait till the end so we don't have to sacrifice our health to revive someone.
Oh, speaking of, there's a shop coming up. We can go there.
Let's do it.
Might get some things.
Like healing.
Okay, sorry, I had 3 upgrades.
No, it's alright. We've done this a few times, so we're used to picking just the things.
No!
I made it, nice.
I didn't, it automatically made me choose the one you did.
Oh, you made it! I'm gonna buy that.
I get a lot of legendaries this run. I think I already said that this run.
I've got 10 little piggies, and they're all going to market. Wait.
That sounded really threatening. I forgot I can do the big blue poop.
The goop.
Actually, that's a legendary card I have. It's a legendary blue watery poop.
Every time I try to use it, I wind up dying, so...
That's the usual experience, yeah.
I want to have like a special fall in command that calls all of you to me involuntarily. Honestly, when there's 4 players, we look really threatening. All of the Coben.
Yeah.
Until this happens.
Oh, fine. I'm,
by the way, I played this a little bit on my own, and when all of your Coben are dead and you try to do a command, you can hear them yelling from the heaven.
Yep. They sing from the beyond.
I tried to run away and got hit 2 more times. God damn it.
I jumped with my things to get away from it. And we got hit in midair. And yep. They all died.
That happens more often than you think.
Just never jump.
Ace, did you... Oh, sorry.
Oh, two survived.
No, go ahead.
Did you ever play the original Patapon?
I did not.
What about Patapon 2?
What about Patapon Fever?
No, I didn't play the remasters either.
Well, what do you think, being a fresh player to the scene, I guess?
I'm not a fan of rhythm games in general because I don't really have rhythm.
But you're so good at segues.
Did you try any of the accessibility options, by the way?
I only saw the one accessibility option, and I think that's the only reason I am not constantly dying and only sometimes dying.
Hey, we got him.
Yeah!
We did it. And we did it together.
Wait, I need to take the tail. I'm just running around celebrating instead of taking my item.
Ads are starting in a few seconds. Bear with us as we keep the Twitch gods happy.
Is that what we're doing?
I think so.
Praise be!
Oh, this is the level with the best music so far. All the levels still now were like pretty low-key with the music, and here it's like playing Metal Gear Rising boss battle. Not the same genre, but the energy is similar.
It takes forever to get started.
I wonder if music is picking up when you reach Fever.
Yes, it is.
Pick one!
No!
Pick 2!
Well, even more no.
Jesus Christ. There we go.
Poison is not fun.
What's not fun? Oh, poison.
Poison.
That's why I got poison immunity with my upgrade points.
Ooh, very cool. Maybe I should get poison immunity at some point. Ooh, cost tokens. Do I want Raindrop Hop or Splash Barrier?
Stop grooving out to the music. You need to respect the jam by the boom booms.
Actually, one of the upgrades I got for the candies is that my just attacks get like 25% more damage or something.
I think so I have it's the really, same.
Really encouraging me to do well.
Ooh, more sacrificial altars. They're spoiling us.
Legendary weapons. I didn't get a legendary weapon. I got some shit.
Do I want legendary weapons?
Yeah, I mean, there's only sure. a chance of them.
I didn't get one either.
Awkward.
So it's not a majority.
Let's wait for the time to go out, I guess.
You can get healing in the shop, and we need healing.
Okay. What if just healing? I'm hoarding my tokens. I have 1,000.
Why?
Because they seem to carry over through playthroughs, Jack.
They do?
Oh, I think...
I must have gotten 300 somewhere.
I think they do, yeah. You might be right.
God. I've made mistakes.
Yeah, you should have... You should just grind before each stream and get like 50,000 tokens so we can clear the game, Jack.
No. I will spend it as responsibly as I spend my actual money. Not at all.
Dude, you always get me gifts. Me.
Yeah?
That's not spending it responsibly.
You did also not spending it. Pay for me to eat McDonald's that one time.
I did. And again, like I said, I do not spend my money responsibly at all.
Oh, I thought you said you do.
No, well, you could read it like that, but no, I do not.
I mean, personally, I think, you know, letting your friends have McDonald's is very responsible.
Well, because you benefit!
This is true.
Okay, I lost all the health I just got.
Same.
And I didn't even try to use my jump attack.
I think the only, or the main negative I have to say of the game is I have no idea what's going on for most of the time. It's just effects happening, enemies falling, and my little piggies falling every now and again.
Yeah, you need to get comfortable with what your Coburn can do in like single player. Then it's easy to know where you should be positioned and stuff.
Well, I mean, the pig's rather easy. Just get out on close and hope for the best.
In the demo, I played the rabbit, which has, like, spear guys and bow guys, so you can stay pretty far. Like, spears charge forward and, yeah, arrows.
Yeah.
And bow guys just shoot arrows, so...
My hammer piggies have a bit of a bad habit of... kind of just not going far enough before attacking. So I need to run them up right next to the enemy and then fall back. They have one brain cell like the master, so... Eh.
I noticed that my current character has like an upgrade to deal more damage over time, so I'm trying to spec into poison and fire for damage over time, so then I don't need to stay up close all the time. That's what I figured out.
Ah. And just in general, the amount of characters you can pick from is great. And they all seem unique, even though the changes are somewhat minimal.
What's the units that they can call in that changes?
Yeah, and they have slight passive differences, like Mr. Piggy over here is harder to knock back.
And the kitty is quicker.
Yeah, I'm the slowest of the bunch. But I have more health, which I waste by being in the front line.
Maybe you should be using the shield more. Or the guard.
Probably.
The command.
Well, But the best defense is a good offense.
I think one of the upgrades you can get for candies is that your shield lasts longer.
I got that one.
I don't. I chose something else.
Well, I'm dead. I live. The return of Porky. I'm running.
Yes!
I redied. That turret is not fun.
You're back!
I live!
What hit me? I don't know. No, Piggy, don't! You're gonna get killed!
I got killed!
Oh, nice.
My bloody hammer units to hit the thing. There you go. Let me die.
I also got killed.
Well, we should be finishing this up.
There are a few more enemies left. Two more.
Almost there?
Thank you.
Well done. Oh, a shop, you say? Get some health, though. I mean, I've been tyrannical enough for one session.
We could all use some
healing. I do want health, so.
I might be able to sacrifice some health at an altar as well.
Oh, no! Oh, that's
also,
so
that's what you like about you, is you're tyrannical.
That is worrying.
That's why you need to be at Game of the Year podcast and tell us what we're supposed to think.
I'll do that anyway. I mean, surely not. That's my spinny little ice thing. I miss them.
They restore every 20 seconds. Sorry, 60 seconds. 60 seconds.
I don't have 20 seconds. I don't have 60 either. We need to let the cat out. It's going crazy.
Which cat?
Yes.
Yeah.
American cats don't say nyah.
Meow.
There you go. So this one we got decimated by last time.
He has pretty clear, like, tails when he does attacks, but yeah, they can be hard to deal with. This will be a beam, which I don't know if... Oh, yeah, it goes on the ground.
Dang it. I thought it was going to go in the air.
Fire attack goes from the top, so you want to hide under the little platforms. And the electric attack follows you, so you want to like lead it in the air so that you can move on the ground, or lead it to the bottom so you can get on the platform safely. And that's a melee attack.
Well, that's good. Great range.
Oh, it follows Jack! No, it follows each of us. Oh, there we go. That was good. I keep seeing bombs and I forget that it's Jack's. No. All my guys are dead.
I got one guy.
At least he remembered to pose when he froze.
Dang it. I thought I jumped down. I didn't. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Oh,
I'm dead. Oh, I'm back! I should be back. I'll be back. There.
Damn electric balls.
Very annoyingly that he keeps moving forward.
If we can get a fever up and do some proper damage, we can push him back, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
No, I got cut.
I don't know where I'm getting, but you're back. Ah, shit.
The shocking balls!
No!
You're not allowed to see the shocking balls in the UK because of the Online Safety Act.
Oh.
That's fair.
The electrifying testicles.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, well, we got much further this time.
Yeah, halfway through. With some upgrades, you might be able to do even better.
Matching air, this session has already started.
What?
I got kicked. And get my rewards! What did you do, Jack?
What? No.
I stomped them.
I got been bonked. Oh, hydrating and the other stuff.
Okay, all of my good upgrades are for weapons that I can't use with this Rattatan.
You can use them to, you know, strengthen your equipment.
Oh.
Hey, Nikki.
How are you doing, Nikki? Thank you for the head pats.
Eventually you'll unlock the crafting thing, and there you can basically transmute your weapons into other weapons to make them stronger.
Yeah,
I broke it.
I mean, open that.
Boss memory does look pretty plain. Yeah, that's a good point. I could craft anything new. I could make a yeehauler hammer. Sounds fun. A grim trimmer, but I can't use that. A cane. Is it a bomb or not? I think it's a bomb. Oh yeah, it is. Yeehauler's thing, why not? You're very quiet. Everything alright?
I'm okay. Just got kicked.
Well, I sent you a new invite.
Well, I'm in, aren't I?
Well, do it better next time.
Okay.
I have no idea what I'm saying. What else did we get? Oh, Ace, remember to check the quest board every now and again. You get a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, I got that stuff. I should probably upgrade some weapons.
We got Shillelagh. My Coben are now macho.
Yeah. Who's macho?
My Coben. Got them on an upgrade. They have more health.
Oh. On a guy muscle.
Exactly.
Did you call me?
On a gay muscle? Mecha motetai? I don't remember the lyrics. I probably said something really rude in Japan.
Not in Japan. Well, I didn't realize you were in Japan.
In Japanan. Yeah, this is pretty fun. Especially with friends, so long as you don't mind not knowing what the hell is going on because there's so many explosions and special effects going on.
Yeah, again, I would really suggest trying to play on your own one or two times and see what your units actually are doing. So then you can figure it out when you're with friends and there's chaos.
Unfortunately, if you and someone else have the same Rattatan, then your units look the same, so it doesn't help you find out which ones are yours.
Yeah, I was thinking about how there's like one or two in particular houses that are like closed, and I feel like one of them might be for cosmetic stuff, and also that it might be a good game to have Steam Workshop.
I will say this is maybe not the best way to differentiate, but I was able to tell who mine were because I kept consistently guarding and Ace did not. so I could see mine were the ones with the orbs.
I started to guard when I noticed how often you were guarding.
That's fair.
Hey, maybe I should do that.
Maybe I should make it more difficult to differentiate.
Divinciate.
So yeah, this is in early access at the moment, and it's pretty fun. But is there anyone here who would not recommend this?
Nikki.
I think the only thing I will say is you do need to go through the same levels quite a bit. So if that's not your thing, then be prepared for some of that. Otherwise, it's fine.
Yeah, it is 100% a roguelike.
But how much is it like Rogue?
We're not having that conversation this time. Maybe on the Game of the Year podcast. And then we won't have that conversation on the Game of the Year podcast because it's fucking long and we want to finish it in a godly time.
Which we won't do anyway, because...
Next time on the Grincast, we'll talk about Rogue. We'll play Rogue.
No, we won't.
Right, thank you for joining me, Aaron, Jack, and Goz.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. And of course, check out our writings on GameGrin.com. Until next time, game on.